cattle futures crawled higher Friday amid the continued fund exodus in grain futures. The U.S. Supreme Court decided in favor of the nation's beef checkoff. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the holiday weekend through July 5th. Weaker grain futures and strong country trade helped feeder cattle futures take another step higher Friday. They closed an average of $1.57 higher, while live cattle futures closed an average of $1.14 higher, from 55 cents to $2.62 higher. Both feeder cattle and live cattle were higher week to week. Grain and soybean futures were down again on extended fund liquidation and plummeting open interest. Corn futures closed mostly 7 to 12 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 47 to 62 cents lower through August of 23, and then mostly 25 to 37 cents lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade on Friday ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were a dollar lower in the Texas Panhandle at $137 a hundredweight, steady to a dollar higher in Kansas at $138, steady in Colorado at $145, steady to $3 higher in Nebraska at $145 to $151, and unevenly steady from $2 lower to $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $148. Dress prices were steady in Nebraska at $234 and steady to $6 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $234. The average 5-area direct fed steer price was $1.60 higher on a live basis at $146.10 a hundredweight. That was through Thursday. The average steer price in the beef was 97 cents lower at $233.94. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 18 cents lower Friday afternoon at $263.82 a hundredweight. Select was a dime lower at $240.47. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 636,000 head was 30,000 head fewer than the previous week, but 8,000 more than the same week last year, according to USDA. Estimated year-to-date total cattle slaughter of 16.9 million head was 168,000 head more than the same time last year. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 13.96 billion pounds was 127.6 million pounds more, or 0.9% more than last year. I had no results from trendable weekly Friday or Saturday auctions to report at press time. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices rallied late in Friday's session to close higher, despite the lowest Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index since June of 2020, according to the Institute of Supply Management. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 321 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 39 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 99 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.60 to $2.67 higher through the front six contracts. Opponents to the nation's beef checkoff came up short in their latest multi-year legal challenge. The Supreme Court of the United States last week denied RCAF's lawsuit against 13 state beef councils and the beef checkoff, effectively ending yet another RCAF attack on the beef checkoff and preventing activist attorneys at Public Justice from further diverting checkoff and beef industry resources, according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin Woodall, CEO of the NCBA, says, "For too long, we've allowed RCAF and their attorneys to divide our industry and draw attention away from the important job of beef promotion and research. The Supreme Court's rejection of RCAF's petition confirms the beef checkoff and its overseers are adhering to the letter and spirit of the laws that protect and guide producer investments in the program. NCBA intervened in the lawsuit in its early days to help defend state beef councils from RCAF and their activist attorneys, who falsely attacked state beef councils and the cattlemen and women who volunteer their time to support the industry as checkoff leaders. Multiple court decisions rejected these allegations and reaffirmed the work and direction of the beef checkoff and those who guide it. RCAF has repeatedly attacked the beef checkoff, engaging lawyers who are closely aligned with extremist animal rights groups like PETA and others, in an attempt to further their efforts, Woodall says, adding that it's time our industry stands up to RCAF and insists that they end these attacks on the beef checkoff and the volunteer cattle producers who direct it. As an editorial aside, folks can always find details of a program they disagree with, but when you look at how much the beef checkoff accomplishes each year and over time, it's mind-boggling to me that anyone would want to derail the program. Never mind the promotion, naysayers should look at the long list of necessary product research which has helped create new products and beef demand, and then describe an alternative that could have done more. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the holiday weekend through July 5th. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.